lọ́jọ́ òní mo ṣoríire. Lọ́jọ́ òní mo ṣoríire. Bàbá wo òrówó mi gbà mọ́ o. Oníṣègùn kò ní pákan sàmọ́ o. Kò ní èké kò tún rí mi tàn mọ́ o. Gbogbo ayé ẹ wá bá mi yọ̀ o. Mo ṣoríire o jàre. Oríire tàná, oríire tòní, oríire tọ̀lá, mo ṣoríire ọlọ́jọ́ gbogbo. Oríire tàná, oríire tòní, oríire tọ̀lá, mo ṣoríire ọlọ́jọ́ gbogbo. Lọ́jọ́ òní mo ṣoríire. Kò ní pákan sàmọ́ o. Kò ní èké kò tún rí mi tàn mọ́ o. Gbogbo ayé ẹ wá bá mi yọ̀ o. Oríire tàná, oríire tòní, oríire tọ̀lá,
mo ṣoríire ọlọ́jọ́ gbogbo.
Oríire tàná, oríire tòní, oríire tọ̀lá, mo ṣoríire ọlọ́jọ́ gbogbo. Mo ṣoríire ọlọ́jọ́ gbogbo.
Mo
ṣoríire ọlọ́jọ́ gbogbo. Not afraid, whatever may come tomorrow, because I'm that one who was tomorrow. Whatever may come to me tomorrow, Jesus my Lord is there for me. I'm not afraid of whatever may come tomorrow, because I know that one who was tomorrow, whatever may come to me tomorrow, Jesus my Lord is there for me. I am standing on that solid floor, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, can't carry any way. O bẹ̀rù òun lòun kò lè dé lọ́la, torí mo mọ̀ ẹni tó di ọ̀la mu. Òun yòówù kò dé bá mi lọ́la, Jésù mi mọ̀ níbẹ̀ fún mi. Mo dúró, mo dúró lórí àpáta, ìdí tíbi kò lè dé bá mi. Àpáta Jésù ní pọ́púpọ̀, kò sẹ́rù tí kò lè rú. Kò bẹ̀rù òun lòun kò lè dé lọ́la, torí mo mọ̀ ẹni tó bí ọ̀la mu. Òun yòówù kò dé bá mi lọ́la, Jésù mi wá níbẹ̀ fún mi. Jésù mi pọ̀ púpọ̀, kò sẹ́rù tí kò lè rú. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
Let's say good morning to one another. We are going to our second hymn book, page 48.
Bible pattern in book 2, page 48. God commands us to pray so that we may receive. If we pray, He will answer. Our God will always respond. Jesus also prayed when He was here in the world. This we all have to copy to truly be His followers. Even now in heaven, He is praying for His own. His people must be praying to connect to His own prayer. Holy Ghost will help us if we decide to pray, as He helped people of old to pray and receive from the Lord. We have the Word of God in the Holy Bible. On how to pray and receive, to follow it is to be wise. Anna prayed and received. Jabez prayed and received. Peter prayed and he received. If we too pray, we will receive. Some prayed and received not, because they prayed amiss. Only when one prays rightly, his prayer will receive answer. If you do not receive, because you do not pray, change and start to be praying, and you too will start to receive. I must pray. I will pray. For His will to be done in my life, I must pray. I will pray. For my foes not to rule over me, I must pray. I will pray. God comes to pray so that we may receive. If we pray, He will answer. Our God will always respond. I must pray. I will pray. For His will to be done in my life, I must pray. I will pray. I must pray. I will pray. For my foes not to rule over me, I must pray. I will pray. Jesus also prayed when He was here in the world. This we all have to copy to truly be His followers. I must pray. I will pray. For His way to be done in my life, I must pray. I will pray. I must pray. I will pray. For my foes not to rule over me, I must pray. I will pray. Even now in heaven, He's praying for His own. His people must be praying to connect to His own prayer. I must pray. I will pray. For His way to be done in my life, I must pray. I will pray. I must pray. I will pray. For my foes not to rule over me,
I must pray, I will pray.
Only God's way I pass, with the sight of prayer. I see a people of old, to pray and receive from the Lord. I must pray, I will pray, for His will to be done in my life. I must pray, I will pray. I must pray, I will pray, for my foes not to rule over me. I must pray, I will pray. We have the word of God in the Holy Bible. On how to pray and receive, to follow it is to be wise. I must pray, I will pray,
for
it will be done in my life. I must pray, I will pray. I must pray, I will pray, for my foes not to rule over me. I must pray, I will pray. And I pray and receive, Jabez pray and receive, Peter pray and he receive, if we to pray, we will receive. I must pray, I will pray, for His will to be done in my life. I must pray, I will pray. I must pray, I will pray, for my foes not to rule over me. I must pray, I will pray. Some pray and receive not, because they prayed at me. Only one way pray, His prayer will receive answer. I must pray, I will pray, for His will to be done in my life. I must pray, I will pray. I must pray, I will pray, for my foes not to rule over me. I must pray, I will pray. If you do not receive, because you do not pray, change and start to be praying. Are you to waste or to receive? I must pray, I will pray, for His will to be done in my life. I must pray, I will pray. I must pray, I will pray, for my foes not to rule over me. I must pray, I will pray. My God is great. Let's stand up to pray. Ọpẹ ló yẹ ọ bàbá ọpẹ ló yẹ ọ ọlá ló yẹ ọ bàbá ọlá ló yẹ ọ
Eyin lo ya Eledumare oba ogo ore to se fun mi opo ko le satan ore to se fun mi opo ko le satan
ope
o
We are grateful to you, Lord, for your mercy and your goodness, for your graces over our lives. Thank you for your blessings that you are bestowing upon us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We thank you for what you will do in this house today. You will bless us.
Amen.
You will touch us.
Amen.
You will do us good.
Amen.
Thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, give us the grace to understand your way.
Amen.
To understand your will.
Amen.
To do that which is right in your sight.
Amen.
So that it shall be well with us. Your word we are going to hear this morning. Give us the grace to understand it.
Amen.
And to be able to live by it.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
My God is great. If you have testimony to share this morning, can you raise your hand? Okay. Now you have to be very fast because I'm preaching this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm Prince Divine Justice. I worship at Akon. My testimony, I would have shared it 2 weeks ago, but I have the opportunity today. The testimony is about the healing that God healed me. One day I was at a working place. Suddenly, I have problem with my... See, I don't know whether my chest or my heart, I will call it. I got hurt. So, as I'm talking, I'm just going down. What is the problem? I was just saying, my Lord. Immediately, I begin to sweat. When they take me to where AC is, inside the AC, I was sweating. So everybody begin to advise me, you have to go and see doctor, you have to do this. They have entered weekend. But as I was sleeping in the night, I carry my phone. I plug APC into it. I was hearing our pastor's message where he was preaching. And in that place, he was talking about how they kidnapped one of our sisters at Abuja and how one of armed robber went to one of our brother's house in Lagos here. And in under the worship of that program, he said, I don't know why I have to say this. If it is God, I don't know. If it is myself, I don't know. But what I know is that in this house, God is healing someone here today. And I say amen. Immediately, I was saying amen to the prayer. I begin to get more relief and get more relief. I want to tell you, brethren, even till today, I did not go for any test. And I'm a living soul today.
Praise the Lord. Eri arakunrin wa ni se pelu nto sele si won nibi ise won ni awon omo boya aya ni o boya boya igba aya won ni tabi inu aya won lohun awon kan ri pe nkan en dede di awon laya mu awon de be si ni subu lole ba se subu de le ni awon abe si lagun gan onu wa gbe awon lo si yara ibi ti oloye AC oni ṣugbọn nu esi yen se lawon awon se nlagun be oni awon yan abe si fun lamọran pe o ma nilo ati tete lo hospital ko lo ri doctor o lawon lo sile awon sun igba ta awon ma sun lale awon wa gbe ero to nsoro awon gbe si ibi ti oluṣagutan ti nwa su oni iwasu wa de bi kan ti oluṣagutan ti so pe boya olohun ni o boya emi ni o si won sa mo pe olorun ma wo enikan son bi la koko yi oni leyin oro yen nta o la won a se ami oni nta won kan ri pe ara won be si bo sipo ko be si bo sipo pe bi awon se son lati ojo yen ni e ta won ni lo ati lo si hospital. Yeah,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus Christ. I would have shared this testimony in April. It also rhymed with what I would have shared in this month. In April, I suddenly woke up to find that I've added another year to my years. Amen. And this month, my son also added a year. So I want you to please help shout 21 hallelujah to praise our God Almighty who have seen us so far to this day. God bless us all.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Baba has forgotten our agreement. And nobody brought the box here. Dibani, we are not helping you to shout 21 hallelujah. You will rather shout offering here. We will help you. How many did we say we'll be helping them to shout?
Seven.
So put offering there to shout the rest. That was our agreement. Abi?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, number three. Ri won da lori won lo ye ka ti je ri yen ni osu to koja. Nta won ri ni pe odun awon le kan losu to koja. Losu ile na odun to mo awon na le kan ka ba won ke hallelujah won wa daba mokanlelogun awa ran won leti pe ati so pe meje la mama ba yan ke kaka be ka gbegba ore si waju eni ba fe ke pupo ko mu ore sibe ko lo ma ke yoku nile. Yeah,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Ajayi Lawrence and I'm living inside the church. Well, God, I've done a lot of things in my life, but I will just brief some of it.
Don't go to some of it. Go to the one you want to say today.
Okay.
So that because of our time.
It was three. So, but probably because of our time, I'm going to say the one that happened recently.
Thank you. God bless
on 17, which was on the Monday. No, on Tuesday. On Monday, my boss sent me to go to Yaba the following day to deliver one of our products to those people that will ship it to Port Harcourt to one of our agents there. So I went there, called me back. I was unable to cook that day. So coming back, I just bought a snaz and Fanta. So I left the place, go upstairs, because where they are selling the eating stuff is downstairs. So I just took it. I went upstairs, but the woman told me that I should go into where they are keeping their drinks and I should take it there. So I took it, I went upstairs. Later, after eating, I was relaxing to do some things because I and Pastor Shei, we have a negotiation about some things we had to do. So I was still thinking of how to go about that. So later, within 20 or 25 minutes later, they just came upstairs that they are looking for phone. I was just looking at what kind of insult is this? Leave me, I'm not in the mood of that. They said they are not joking. Before we cut it, they involved police. Before we cut it, they took us to Area G. Before we know it, they tell us that we have to look for the phone. I said, which phone? Is it now a crime for someone to eat? I said, what kind of insult is this now? God save me. I was just shouting, God, which kind of something is this? I wrote this statement. I wrote everything I was asked to write. So after a while, they issue search warrant around that 3 p.m. in the later in the afternoon. They now said they should go and search. There was a particular person among those that the suspect they took. So that one was the one that is shouting, doing a lot of things, even was ready to fight the police people that came to took us to the police station. Now when the woman that owns the phone now said he's suspecting that fellow. Now said he's not suspecting me. Now, people are just saying a lot of things, but they now said they will start from that shop. But to the glory of God, I don't know how it happened. They said as they are searching it, the place the person hid it, had the phone was too asked to discover, because he was sitting at his wrist there, and all through they were carrying us around, it was with him. So the time they were searching him, it was now, it was fine to change it. That's how those policemen caught him, and that's how God saved me from sleeping inside cell phone, eating and trying to sleep myself through. So help me to shout my God is great 7 times for not involving in what I don't even know or what I don't even aware of. This is how God has saved me from sleeping in cell. Help me to praise God.
Hallelujah. Onikabaun ke Olorun mi tobi melo meje yen si nba mu abi eri arakunrin wa da lori bo se lo sibi ise ti oga eran ni se jade igba to ma pada de bi npa o lo sibi ton tin ta kan ni oke office won wa ni sale o ra nkan ipanu olohun fe ra nkan to ma mu si eni to nta ni ko wole ko lo mu ninu ile olohun lo hun mu won pada lo si office to oni ko pe lo ngo ko won so ko won wa phone oloni ewo lo kan pelu phone oni sugbon ka to we ka to fo olopa ti de won ti ko gbugbo awon ohun ati awon mi ton so pe o wo ibe yen o ti de police station ibon de police station won ti be si ni so orisirisi won pe kan wa phone si ta olopo lohun mo kankan nipa e ka sa ma fagun awon olopa seto pe kan tele won pada so office kan lo wa office o ni enikan wa nu won to je pe ohun lohun pariwo ju n pariwo mo olopa pariwo mo gbogbo won igba ti won de office won lohun mo bon se se sa ton be si sa si won o ni eyin e eyin bayi lo fi hanu sokoto e o fe dogbon boyo fe dogbon tun mu kuro nbe ni olopa se mo pe ohun lohun ni oni bi won sa se ri eni to ji phone ni to lohun ko hun yo lowo atimole pe atimole lohun iba sun lojo yin ka ba hun ke olorun mi tobi meje igbese hallelujah melo meje olorun mi tobi meje edide kake so 7 hallelujah my God is great 7 shall we go 1 2 3 go hallelujah 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 hallelujah. My God is great. 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 Let's pray. You want to clap for Jesus? Clap for Jesus. Go ahead and clap for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for your miracles that you perform in our lives all the time. Thank you. For these ones we have done again, we give you glory. We pray that you make these miracles permanent in the name of Jesus and cause more to come to our way in the name of Jesus. We want to share your word. Be pleased to bless us. Cause your word to do us good. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen again. My God is great.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist and songwriter who practice what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
Why some prayers refuse to be answered is the topic of our discussion today. God promises in so many passages of the Bible that if we pray, He will answer. In Jeremiah 33:3 says, we should call upon Him. He will not only answer us, He will also show us great and mighty things that we have not known. Our God is a good God. He's a prayer answering God. He answered the prayers of so many people in the Bible days. And even all over the world today, He's still answering prayers. We have just had the testimonies of people whose prayers He answered. And today, it is certainly certain we will see answer prayer. Yet, not all who pray to Him receive answers in the past. And the same thing is still happening today. The Bible makes it very plain that there are things one we allow in His life, and such things will make His prayers totally unanswerable by God. We don't have much time. I'm going to quickly outline them, but I will back each of them with the Bible to make it clear to us. One of the things that hinders prayer, no, God commands us to do it, to tell His people. If you go to Isaiah 58 verse 1, He says, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show My people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek Me daily, and they lie to know My ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of Me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Verse 3 says, wherefore have we fasted? Say they, and thou seest not. Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? That's the question the people were asking. This is a nation that is following its God, refusing to go the wrong way. And yet they claim they have been praying. Not only praying, they've been fasting. And God seems not to be paying attention to it. Why? The question they asked God was what God sent prophet Isaiah to answer. He was asked to cry aloud and tell the people of God why they are having the problem they were having. When that scripture talk about something the children of Israel were doing, I don't have enough time to analyze that, but I want to go to many other passages of the Bible to show us what the Bible presents as reasons why some prayers refuse to be answered. Sister, maybe you use that your mic a little more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One, sin. Everybody say sin. Whether you call it secret sin or open sin, Isaiah 59 verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shorten that it cannot save, neither is it heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that will not hear. Sin is the number one problem of man. And it is a major hindrance, especially of prayer. In Malachi 3, sorry, in Micah 3, 4, the Bible says, then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time. As they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. What that scripture is telling us is that if you are living contrary to the will of God, God promises to hide his face when you are praying. Don't let anybody deceive you. There are those who will tell you that once you are confessing your sin, it's okay. But this passage doesn't say anything about confession or no confession. If you are living wrongly, you are disobeying the word of God. God promises to disobey your word. Because when you pray, you are talking to God. If God talks to you and you pretend as if you are not hearing, what he says you shouldn't do, you do it. What he says you should do, you refuse to do it. What you ask him to do too, he will not do. This is what this scripture is saying. So also, iniquity in the heart. The one we have just said is the act of sinning. Open sin. Doing wrong. Lying. Stealing. Fornicating. Cheating. Backbiting. Quarreling. Drunkenness. Idolatry. Adultery. And so on. Open, direct act of sinning. But in Isaiah, in Psalm 66, verse 18,
the message you're listening to is coming to you from Bible Bethany Church. You can get this message and thousands of others on various topics on cassettes, audio CDs, and DVDs from Bible Bethany Church headquarters. End of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karale Estate by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaye, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide, or you visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Happy listening.
Psalm 66 verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Evil thoughts in the heart is also an hindrance to prayer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know what? Make sure your heart thinks aright. How do I control the thought of my heart? He says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Give attention to the word of God. Sing good songs. Listen to good sayings. By doing this, your heart will have no room for evil thoughts. Many times to pray is to make demands from God. God also made demands from men. If one will not give to him what he demands, it will not be willing to give to one what one demands. By this I mean another thing that hinders prayer is refusal to answer the prayer of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God also prayed to us. So in Zechariah chapter 7.
Zechariah
chapter 7.
Orikeje.
Verse 13. Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried and they would not hear, so they cried and I will not hear, said the Lord of hosts. When God cried and they refused to hear, when they cried too, they refused to hear. What is the demand of God? What is the demand of God that you are refusing to meet? Praise the Lord. What is God asking you to do?
Kí l'Ọlọ́run ni kò ṣe?
What is he asking you to bring?
Kí ló ni kò mú wá?
What is he asking you to give?
Kí ló ni kò fi fún òun?
That you are not serious about.
Èyí tó fọ́ pàtàkì.
That is what is hindering your prayer.
Ohun tó
in many passages of the Bible.
Wọ́n ṣe.
It is clear that when we refuse to obey God.
Ó yé ni láti gbọ́ràn sí ohun t'Ọlọ́run sọ.
God also will not obey us.
Ọlọ́run náà kò ní gbọ́ ohun tá à ń sọ.
Another thing is refusal to show mercy.
Ohun mìíràn ni láti kọ̀ láti sàánú.
Proverbs 21:13.
Ìwé òwe orí kọkànlé.
Whoso stoppeth his ear at the cry of the poor.
Ẹni tó bá di etí rẹ̀ sí.
He also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard.
Yeah.
Whoso stoppeth his ear at the cry of the poor.
Ẹni tó bá di etí rẹ̀ sí igbe olùpọ́njú.
He also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard.
Ohun tí kára rẹ̀ yóò ké pẹ̀lú, ṣùgbọ́n a kì yóò gbọ́.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To pray and receive answer is to obtain God's mercy.
Láti gbàdúrà láti rí ìdáhùn o ní láti gbà ánú Ọlọ́run.
For one to be receiving answers to his prayers therefore.
Fún ẹnìkan láti máa gba ìdáhùn sí
àdúrà. He must learn to show mercy to others.
Òun náà gbọ́dọ̀ kọ́ bí a ti ń sàánú fún àwọn ẹlòmíràn.
Matthew 5:7 says, blessed are the merciful.
Ìwé Matthew orí karùn-ún.
For they shall obtain mercy.
Ó ní ìbùkún ni fún àwọn aláàánú torí wọn ò
rí àwọn ọgbà. You know what this is teaching you?
O mọ ohun tí èyí ń kọ́.
Learn to show mercy to others.
Kọ́ bí a ti ń sàánú fún àwọn ẹlòmíràn.
Learn to show mercy to others.
Kọ́ bí a ti ń sàánú fún àwọn ẹlòmíràn.
You may not be able to solve the problem of everybody around you.
O lè má lè yanjú gbogbo ìṣòro àwọn èèyàn tó wà láyé.
You may not be able to solve the problem of everyone whose problem you know about.
O lè má lè yanjú gbogbo ìṣòro àwọn ẹni tó mọ̀ nípa
ẹ̀. But God has given you the power.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run ti fún ẹ ní agbára.
The ability.
Agbára.
To solve the problem of some people.
Láti yanjú ìṣòro àwọn ènìyàn
kan. And from time to time.
Àti ní gbogbo àkókò.
The spirit of God will draw your attention.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run yóò máa pe àkíyèsí ẹ.
To the need of such people.
Sí àìní irú àwọn ènìyàn
bẹ́ẹ̀. And will prompt you.
Yóò sì máa ru ẹ sókè.
To do something about their situation.
Láti ṣe ohun kan nípa ọ̀rọ̀ wọn.
If you pretend as if you are not seeing.
Tó bá pi rọrọ bí ẹni pé ò gbọ́.
You do as if you are not hearing.
O gbọ́ bí ẹni o ṣe bí ẹni pé ò gbọ́.
You do as if you don't know.
O ṣe bí ẹni pé ò mọ̀.
And you refuse to respond when the Holy Ghost expects you to respond.
Láti dáhùn nígbà tí ẹ̀mí mọ́ fẹ́ kó o
dáhùn. The Bible says you too will cry to God.
Bíbélì wípé ìwọ pẹ̀lú òkè pé sí Ọlọ́run. Ní àkókò àìní ẹ.
And they will not answer.
Òun náà kò ní dáhùn.
Children of God.
Ẹ̀yin ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
There is something you must never forget.
Ohun kan wà tẹ́ ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ gbàgbé.
It is the law of sowing and reaping.
Ó jẹ́ òfin fífúrúgbìn àti kíkórè.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Alábùkún fún ni àwọn tó ń sàánú torí
wọ́n ń àdúrà. Another thing that make prayer unanswerable.
Àwọn ohun mìíràn tí ò tún yẹ kí àdúrà ṣe
tẹ́wọ́ gbà. Wrong attitude towards the word of God.
Ó ní ìṣelòdì sí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Wrong attitude towards the word of God may come in the form of refusal to hear the word of God.
Ṣíṣelòdì sí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ó lè wá lọ́nà pé kéèyàn má gbọ́rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Especially his commandment.
Pàápàá àṣẹ rẹ̀.
A lot of people call themselves Christians today.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn tó pe ara wọn ní onígbàgbọ́
lónìí. They know where the word of God is preached soundly. Is preaching truth.
Wọ́n bá mọ ibi tán ti ń wàásù ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Is preaching without adulteration.
Wọ́n ń wà á láìní àbùlà.
They will not go.
Wọ́n ní lọ bẹ̀.
But if they know where they adjust the word of God.
Wọ́n bá mọ ibi tán ti ń ṣe àtúnṣe.
Where the preacher only say sweet things.
Níbi tí oníwàásù ti ń sọ kìkì ọ̀rọ̀ tó dùn tó dára.
Only remind them of the promises of God whether it is applicable to them or not.
Tó rán wọn létí ìlérí Ọlọ́run bóyá ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú wọn.
That is where they will go.
Ibẹ̀ ni wọ́n á lọ.
Where the word of God will tell them what God expects from them.
Níbi tí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run á ti sọ ohun tí wọ́n tó fẹ́
kí wọ́n. Where the word of God will tell them what to do and what not to do.
Níbi tí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run á ti sọ ohun tó fẹ́ kán ṣe àti èyí tó fẹ́ kán ṣe wọ́n ní lọ bẹ̀.
There are those who don't attend who go to a church.
Àwọn ènìyàn kan wà tí wọ́n ń lọ sílé ìjọsìn.
And will select the program they will attend.
Tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n á yan àwọn ìpàdé tí wọ́n fẹ́
lọ. Any program under which they think the pastor will be preaching about what God demands, what God is saying we should do, they won't go.
Ìpàdé tán bá ti rí pé olùṣọ́ àgùntàn á wàásù nípa ohun t'Ọlọ́run béèrè ohun tó fẹ́ kán ṣe.
But where they think the preacher will talk about the goodness of God, the mercy of God, that's the one they attend.
Wọ́n níbi tán bá ti rí pé oníwàásù á ti sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àánú Ọlọ́run, wọ́n á lọ síbẹ̀.
Proverbs 28:9 says.
Ìwé òwe orí kejìdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 9.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹsàn-án.
He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination.
Ẹni tó mú etí rẹ̀ kúrò láti gbọ́ òfin àní àdúrà rẹ̀ pàápàá yóò di ìríra.
Don't let anybody deceive you.
Má jẹ́ kẹ́nikẹ́ni kó tàn ẹ́.
The whole of the Bible is expected of us to read, to study, and to follow. We are expected to understand what the Bible is saying and follow it. When we decide to follow only selected part of the Bible, and we are not following the whole counsel of God, you can be sure we reap the fruit of disobeying God. This scripture says, if you turn away your ear from hearing the word of God, when you are praying, God will see your prayers abomination. You will not listen. I've told you before, God has not licensed anybody. Pastor, preacher, prophet, priest. God has not licensed anybody to help people collect from him what he is not willing to give. If you get it from God, it means God is willing to give it to you. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Everything we do to others, and even to God, is like sowing. We will surely repeat. Whatever a man
sows,
that shall he reap. If we are always listening to him, he will always listen to us. But if we do not have time for his word, he will surely have no time for our prayer. Do you understand? The word of God, it's time for you to go to hear the word of God. You look for something that is not compulsory and engage yourself with that. Watching television, going to places that is not necessary. At the time you're supposed to be in the presence of God, you are somewhere else. Not because of situation beyond your control, but because you don't count the word of God to be too important. The same way God will treat your prayer. When you are praying, God will not count your prayer to be important. You need the truth. Truth is bitter, but you need it. Another thing that makes some prayer unanswerable is doubting. Doubting. In James chapter
1,
from verse 1, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
Ẹnikẹ́ni kí ó bèrè lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run ẹni tí ń fi fún gbogbo ènìyàn lé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ tí kìí sì bá ni wí a ó fi fún un ṣùgbọ́n kí ó bèrè ní ìgbàgbọ́ láìsiyèméjì rárá nítorí ẹni tó ń siyèméjì dàbí ìgbì omi òkun tí à ń ti ọwọ́ afẹ́fẹ́ bì sí wá bì sẹ́yìn. Nítorí kí irú ènìyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ má ṣe rò pé òun yóò rí ohunkóhun gbà lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
Not only wisdom.
Kìí ṣe ọgbọ́n nìkan.
We are at liberty to ask for any other thing we need from God.
A ní òmìnira láti bèrè ohunkóhun tá a fẹ́
lọ́wọ́. But for us to receive,
ṣùgbọ́n fún wa láti rí gbà,
we must believe that God will answer.
A gbọ́dọ̀ gbàgbọ́ pé Ọlọ́run yóò dáhùn.
We must not be doubting in our hearts.
A ò gbọ́dọ̀ máa ṣiyèméjì nínú ọkàn wa.
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says,
Hebrews orí kọkànlá ẹsẹ̀.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Láìsí ìgbàgbọ́, ó ní ṣùgbọ́n láìsí ìgbàgbọ́ kò ṣeé ṣe láti wò ó.
Look at me.
Ẹ wò mí.
What will give you faith?
Ohun tó máa fún ẹ ní ìgbàgbọ́.
So that you will not be doubting when you pray.
Kò má bàa máa ṣiyèméjì nígbà
tó bá ń gbàdúrà. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing. Bíbélì
wípé nípa gbígbọ́ ni ìgbàgbọ́ ti ń wá.
And hearing by the word of God.
Nípa gbígbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
That's Romans chapter 10 verse 17.
Ìwé Rómù orí kẹwàá ẹsẹ̀
kẹtàlélógún.
Faith cometh
by hearing. Ìgbàgbọ́ ń wá nípa gbígbọ́. And hearing by the
word of God. Nípa gbígbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
This is another reason why you must take the Bible seriously. Reading it, studying it, coming to here, your faith.
Yóò kọ́ ìgbàgbọ́ ẹ.
And make it strong.
Yóò mú kó lera.
Then when you are praying.
Nígbà tó bá wá ń gbàdúrà.
Because your faith is strong.
Nítorí pé ìgbàgbọ́ ẹ lera.
You will not be doubting.
A lot of people want to have strong faith. But they don't have it. Because the instrument God has made available to assist in building faith in one, they have refused to use. Pay serious attention to the word of God. Read it by yourself. Study it along with other people. Listening to messages preaching from the Bible, your faith will be strong. And when you are praying, you'll be able to pray with faith. You will not be doubting. The Bible says a double-minded man should not think he will receive anything from God. Another thing that makes some prayer unanswerable is asking contrary to the will of God. James 4:3 says, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. God will never agree to do anything that is not in conformity with his will. However hard we pray or press him to do it. Another thing that will hinder prayer is wrong confession before, during, and after praying. What you use your mouth to say can make your prayer not to be answered. Numbers 14:28. Say unto them, as truly as I live, said the Lord, as he has spoken in my ears, so will I do to you.
Wí fún wọn pé bí èmi ti wà bí wọn ti wí ní etí mi bẹ́ẹ̀ lèmi ò ṣe sí wọn.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are praying God to give you something,
o bá gbàdúrà pé kí Ọlọ́run
to do something for you,
ó ṣe nǹkan fún ọ.
If the devil is suggesting anything,
tí èṣù bá dábàá ohunkóhun,
don't confess what the devil is suggesting.
Má jẹ́wọ́ ohun tí èṣù ń sọ.
If men are saying something contrary,
tí àwọn ènìyàn bá ń sọ ohun tó lòdì,
don't repeat what men are saying.
Má tún ohun tó ń sọ yẹn sọ.
Put your heart in God and continue to repeat what the word of God says about that situation, your prayer will not be hindered. But if you ask God to do it for you and you are using your mouth to say God will not do it, as he said in my hearing, so will I do unto you, he says in his word. Also, refusal to meet the conditions for the desired blessing. Almost all the promises of God are conditional. There are things you are expected to do if you will be saved, if you will be sanctified, if you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, if you will be healed, if you will prosper, if you will succeed, and so on. You need to meet the necessary conditions if your prayer will be answered. That you pray according to the will of God and you claim the promise of God in your prayer is good. But if you don't meet the necessary condition, you cannot force God to do it for you. For example, he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of discomfort, but in the light is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. The Bible says it will be like the tree planted by the side of the rivers of water, bringing forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If you decided to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, to stand in the way of sinners, to sit in the seat of discomfort, if you decide not to take the word of God seriously, and you are claiming, Father, you say, whatever I do will prosper, God does not promise to answer. Also, refusal to wait for the answer is another hindrance to prayer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you pray, wait. Psalm 37 verse 7. 37 verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices
to pass.
Iwo simi ninu Oluwa ki o si fi suru duro de ma se ikanra nitori eni ti ori rere ni ona re nitori okunrin na ti o mu eru buburu se.
Verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it.
Duro de Oluwa ki o si ma pa ona re mo ki o si gbe oleke lati jogun aye nigbati abake awon eniyan buburu kuro iwo ori.
You know what it is?
O mo nkan.
Not every time we pray,
ise gbogbo igba ta ba gba,
the answer will come immediately.
Ni down yo wa lesekese.
Sometimes
nigba miran,
after prayer,
leyin adura,
you have to wait.
An lati duro.
Sometimes the prayer is like you planted something. You will need to water it and allow the sun and the rain to come on it for the fruit to come up. If you will not wait, then you cannot have the result. So wait. Wait for God. And waiting for God will not bring disappointment at the end of the day. Don't forget, these are the things that make some prayers unanswerable.
Sin,
iniquity in the heart. If you start to answer God's prayer, if you start to show mercy, wrong attitude towards the word of God, doubting, asking contrary to the will of God, wrong confession, refusal to meet the condition for desire miracle, and also refusal to wait for the answer. Stand up and let us pray. You are going to say to God, give me the grace that anything I will do and my prayer will be hindered, my prayer will not be answered. Give me the grace never to do. Give me the grace never to go into. Give me the grace to condition to position to continue to position myself in the way that all my prayers will be answered. Talk to God. They will answer you. Do it now.
Say bye.
The grace to meet the demand of God. The grace to meet the demand of God. Give unto me, O Lord. That what God say I should do, I will do. What he say I shouldn't do, I will not do. Where he says I should go, I will go. Where he says I shouldn't go, I will not go. So that as I pray, my prayer will not be hindered. Give me the grace, O Lord, always to listen to God and to obey him, so that he will listen to me and do for me what I ask. Ask for the grace of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father, for your word we have heard. Water it in our hearts, O Lord. Cause us to continue to remember, so that all our days the word will do us good. In the name of Jesus, take our offerings today. Bless them and use them for the progress of your work, and bless us in return. As we go out today, cause your mercy, your presence, your goodness, your faithful to go with us and bring us back in peace. Today, we'll be going out to do evangelism. Cause your spirit to go with us. Lead us to souls that are ready for salvation. Put your word in our mouth, word of salvation, and make us winners, so that we will not live on in faith. Thank you, Father. All our brethren traveling everywhere today, all over the world, let your mercy go with them. Let your protection go with them. Let your goodness go with them. All our children that are settling down in their various locations, I mean the youth corpus, Father, I pray you will be with them. All our children writing exactly. And this week, you made them to succeed. In everything we lay our hands upon, grant us success. We love you. Our journey to the kingdom of God, make it a success, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website, www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible is our pattern in all things.